Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're tackling a topic that's essential for healthy relationships and personal well-being. That's right, we're talking about setting healthy boundaries. Let's get into it. In our interconnected world, where the demands of work, family, and social obligations often blur the lines of our personal space, boundaries become essential, not just for our well-being, but for the health of our relationships. Boundaries are your best friends. Setting boundaries without sabotaging your relationships is an invitation to reclaim your personal space, protect your energy, and foster deeper, more authentic connections with others. So this podcast today will get real and raw about the understanding that healthy boundaries are not walls meant to keep people out, but bridges that allow mutual respect and understanding to flourish. It's about learning to say no without guilt, to express your needs clearly and articulate them very clearly, and create an environment where both your thoughts and also those around you can thrive with the boundaries that you set. When you set boundaries, you're not pushing people away. You're inviting them to understand and honor the real you. So different practical strategies we'll uncover and reflective exercises to help you discover how to establish boundaries that honor your value while maintaining and even enhancing the relationships that matters the most. This journey is about shifting your mindset, recognizing that self-care and respect are not selfish, but essential ingredients for a balanced, fulfilling life. So let's embark on this path together, where boundaries empower you to nurture your authentic self and create relationships grounded in mutual respect and genuine connection. That's what it's all about. Let's face it, boundaries, the word itself, can feel loaded, right? We often associate them with walls and distancing ourselves, but today we're reframing that perspective. Boundaries aren't about building walls. They are about creating clear pathways for healthy connections. So it's all about understanding boundaries. Let's talk about it. What they are. What are boundaries? Boundaries are clear limits we set to protect our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. And let's uncover, why are boundaries so imperative? They are important because they foster respect, prevent resentment, and they allow for authentic and genuine connection. So there's so many type of boundaries that you have to focus on, from physical, emotional, mental, time, and energy boundaries. So there's so many things associated with setting boundaries. And one of them is the fear of setting boundaries, fear of rejection. We worry that setting boundaries will push people away. They may not be want to be around you because you're stuck up. You're not so, you know, into every single thing. Fear of conflict. We avoid conflict, even if it means sacrificing our own needs, because we're just fear of that level of being the person that disagrees, even though you're extremely uncomfortable. And also guilt and shame. We feel guilty for prioritizing our own well-being and putting others first. So we feel a level of guilt when we put our needs first. And also people-pleasing tendencies. This is a big one. We prioritize other needs over our own, and we feel that level of we have to take care of everyone else and get their stuff out of the way before we can do our own thing. So that's another issue. And here's what I want to focus on today. The most important message is setting boundaries without sabotaging relationships. And the first thing to do that is to communicate clearly and assertively. Use I statements and focus on your needs and not blaming others. So I feel whatever you feel, be assertive with that. Be consistent. enforce your boundaries consistently. Just don't have boundaries on Monday and then you don't have boundaries on Friday. You have to be consistent. Be consistent with enforcing your boundaries daily. Another one is be empathetic. Acknowledge the other person's feeling while still maintaining your boundaries. So you have to have a balance of acknowledging others and their feelings as well as your own feelings. So it's a balance there. We're talking balance and harmony. And when you're balancing things out and being empathetic, you also want to offer alternatives. Suggest alternatives that may be able to meet both of your needs and find that middle ground and choose your battles wisely. And that comes with the level of maturity. Not every situation requires a boundary. Learn to discern what's truly important and what battles you're willing to take on and what your boundaries should be accordingly. Boundaries are your best friend. You control how other people treat you based off of how you set your boundaries, what you're willing to take, what your time limit is, what your energy space is, what your emotional boundaries are, what your time boundaries are. Those are all ways that we control the narrative and control situations. So you have to be assertive with your boundaries and you teach people how to treat you, whether you believe it or not. So I want to give you some examples. For example, time boundaries. That's very critical in managing your time and having that level of time management in your personal life and your professional life. You have to have time boundaries to manage appropriate daily schedules for yourself. So for an example, with the time boundaries, you could say things, statements like, I'm only available between certain hours for XYZ. You have to have those level of time boundaries when you're available, when you're focused on yourself versus when you're open to other projects and other things for others. Also, most importantly, emotional boundaries. I'm not comfortable discussing that topic. That's an example. So if it's something that makes you uncomfortable, you don't have to get involved in a conversation because other people are talking about it. You can simply say, I'm not comfortable discussing that topic. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, you have to speak up. There's also physical boundaries. For an example, you could say things like, I need some personal space right now. Now is not a good time for me. There's also energy boundaries. Let's pause and talk about that. I think energy boundaries is like the number one thing. And the reason being because I really believe in energy vampires. So let's explore that more. Energy vampires are people that drain your energy. They're not pouring into you. They're only taking from you and trying to capture all of your zen, all of your harmony, all of the things that you put in, and they just want to zap your energy, and they're not providing any positive energy, anything into your life. They're only zapping away from your energy. So the way to overcome those energy vampires is you have to have energy boundaries. And here's a statement for that. I can't take on any more commitments at this time. I am occupied. My energy level, my mental level, I'm tied up. So you have to have those energy boundaries. So any takeaways from this podcast today, Real World Relevant, is that boundaries are self-respect. People respect you based on your boundaries, and you teach people how to treat you. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love and self-respect. Please understand that. And know that healthy relationships requires boundaries. I'm in a very healthy, loving, committed relationship, and boundaries are always number one. You have to have clear boundaries, create a foundation for mutual respect and understanding. Boundaries are key. And it's okay. Here's a big one when it comes to setting boundaries. It is okay to say no. No is a complete sentence. You don't need anything else with it. You could just say no. No, no me gusta. No, no is no. No is no in English. No is no in Spanish. No is no in so many languages. No, that's a sentence. That's a statement. And remember that boundaries are your best friends. So take a moment to reflect. Are you setting appropriate boundaries in your life? If not, what is one area where you could develop more healthier relationships without sabotaging your relationships? Because relationships matter, and you want to develop healthy, happy relationships, but you also have to have healthy boundaries. They go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So as we uncovered today and explored, boundaries are important in the personal, professional, your relationships, in your time, your energy, your physical. You have to have boundaries in all of those areas, and they have to be healthy. Healthy boundaries strengthen relationships. So just explore that more. How you're fostering your relationships, and how are you doing with your boundaries? How are you doing with setting boundaries? Understand that boundaries has so many incredible benefits when you set them properly. They enhance self-care and personal well-being. They foster mutual respect, and you gain a deeper connection. They prevent burnout, and they reduce resentment in relationships. So recognize your needs and limits, and exercise, you know, those self-reflections and awareness where you can examine and explore what your boundaries are. How are you coming across? And understand how your past influence your current boundaries. So maybe in the past you had weak boundaries and you went through some trials and tribulations in that relationship, whether that was a friendship, a romantic relationship, and your boundaries just weren't the appropriate boundaries, and you were taken advantage of, you felt misused or misled. You have to learn from those. So I'm sure those things are all a part of shaping your thought process and how you view your boundaries and how you create those appropriate levels of interactions and communications and how you are open to other people based off of those experiences. So if you face those negative experiences, it's a part of the human experience, of course. Grow from them. Learn to get better. Learn to set better boundaries so that you can have those healthy, happy relationships, and you can be more fulfilled in life because of your boundaries. Your boundaries are your best friends. Like, I know it sounds like a joke, but it's serious. It's real out here. In the words of Miss Wendy Williams, how you doing with setting boundaries? Boundaries are critical. Boundaries are imperative. So your boundaries, they define your relationship. So you want to improve your boundaries without sabotaging your relationships. You want to cultivate them and make them better, but you don't want to be that person that lack boundaries and don't have the appropriate boundaries, and you're saying yes to people and you're taking on too many tasks and you're not focusing on things that you actually need to focus on that are so imperative and critical to you overall. So you have to have that balance. It's all about balance and harmony. So balance that out and focus on areas that you can improve your boundaries so that you can have an overall quality relationship that's fulfilling, that's loving, that's respectful, and most importantly, that's balanced out, meeting your needs. Recognize your needs and know your limits. Know when it's okay to say no. And it's okay navigating resistance and conflict. It's okay if, you know, you have to speak up about something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Dealing with pushbacks from others when you disagree with something or something makes you feel uncomfortable. And you have to have your strategies for being respectful and managing those conflicts without damaging the relationship. So you have to understand conflict resolution and finding a mutual ground where you can feel respected with your boundaries and you can communicate clearly with your intentions, but also be empathetic and understand the next person's point of view and their experiences. And you have to know how to just reinforce boundaries in challenging situations, not just the good situations, but also in the difficult situations. Take a moment to reflect, not just be reactive, but take a moment to reflect on ways that you could set those boundaries, but also respect the relationships. So there's so many different relationships that you have to set boundaries in. There's family dynamics that you have to balance that closeness and also independent. So you want to be tight with family, but you also have to have your own independence. There's also friendships, respecting space while nurturing the connections with your friendships, your besties. There's also romantic partnerships, maintaining your individuality with love. So you're showing that love and you're totally committed, but you also can't lose sight of you and who you are. So you have to maintain that individuality with love and have the appropriate boundaries where both parties, both individuals in the relationship, feel respected and their needs are met and those boundaries are enforced for sure. And there's also workplace boundaries, professionalism and personal limits in your career settings, in your office settings. Be professional, have those appropriate workplace boundaries. So you have your family dynamics, you have your friendships, you have your romantic partnerships, you have your workplace boundaries. So they're just, and then you have your emotional boundaries, your physical boundaries, your time limit boundaries. So the question is, how are you doing with setting boundaries? Because there are so many boundaries to keep track of. And the key is to be respectful and not sabotage and ruin those relationships, and understand that you have to sustain those boundaries. It's not like a quick thing. You have to keep them over time. Develop habits and rituals to maintain those boundaries, and adjust your boundaries as your relationships and circumstances evolve. So I want to say that again for the people listening in the back. Adjust your boundaries as your relationships and circumstances evolve, because you may evolve and your situations may change. So your boundaries have to evolve with you and they have to change accordingly to the situations that you're in. So the last thing you want is to have your evolution and you're evolving, but your boundaries are still in the previous chapter. So you have to evolve and adjust your boundaries accordingly. There is no way around that. And just be accountable for that long-term success on what you want out of life and what your levels of expectations is, and adjust them accordingly. Understand that there are so many ways that you can grow and develop your relationships through healthy boundaries and clear communication. So it's all in how you perceive things. It's all in how you communicate. We went over so many examples, and there's so many other ways to express yourself without being disrespectful, without being rude, and also being empathetic to others while still enforcing your boundaries, because we're talking about family, we're talking about friendship boundaries, we're talking about romantic boundaries, you're talking about workplace boundaries, and they all have to be balanced out, and they all have to have that level of respect, and you also have to feel like you're comfortable and not compromising your values and beliefs to make others feel comfortable. So you have to have that middle ground where everyone can be comfortable and your boundaries can be enforced in just, you know, communicating in a very respectful manner. That's what I would highly suggest regarding those boundaries. So now you understand the myth. Boundaries are your best friend. It's not just hype, it's a real thing. Today's topic was very dear to my heart. I'm a lover, I'm a trusted friend, and I love to just show that love and commitment and dedication, but I also love having my healthy and appropriate boundaries. So remember, beautiful souls, boundaries are your best friend. They protect your peace and they allow for genuine connections. You deserve to have your needs met and you have the right to set limits. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Let's embrace the power of boundaries and create relationships that are built on respect and authenticity. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. You've got this. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.